So here's something that's been on my mind lately. Sepsis is one of the most devastating conditions in intensive care, right? We're talking about a situation where doctors have minutes to make treatment decisions that could mean the difference between a patient's survival and well, the alternative. And here's the thing. The evidence for what works best is often buried in countless patient histories and clinical notes. That's where a new paper published in NPJ Digital Medicine caught my attention. Researchers have developed something called MoreClear, which essentially teaches AI to learn from past patient data without requiring real-time human feedback. And honestly, the implications are pretty interesting. Let me set the stage. In offline reinforcement learning, and I know that sounds like a mouthful, you're trying to figure out the best treatment strategy by learning from historical patient records. The catch is, you can't just test things on real patients. So what do? You use algorithms to extract patterns from what's already happened. Now, the team in this study realized that existing approaches were leaving something on the table. They were only looking at structured ICU data, things like blood pressure, heart rate, lactate levels. But clinicians don't work that way. They read the notes. They synthesize narrative context. They understand nuance. So the researchers integrated large language models with their reinforcement learning framework. They called it MoreClear Multimodal Offline Reinforcement Learning. Essentially, they had clinical BERT, which understands medical language, working alongside conservative cue learning to learn optimal treatment policies. The initial clinical note became a context vector that informed the entire treatment strategy. And the results? Pretty compelling. When they looked at low behavioral discrepancy groups, basically scenarios where the learned policy wasn't too far from what clinicians actually did, the multimodal model achieved survival rates of about 92% in one dataset, 86% in another. Compare that to models using only structured data or only text, and the multimodal approach consistently won. What I found particularly striking is how the algorithm responded to clinical severity. In patients with high lactate levels, a marker of serious sepsis, the model learned to administer more vasopressors. That's exactly what we'd expect. It wasn't just finding statistical correlations, it was capturing clinically meaningful patterns. The researchers tested across three different datasets: SNUH in Korea, and both MIMIC-3 and MIMIC-IV from the US. The cross-dataset validation was interesting too. Models trained on the larger, more recent MIMIC-IV dataset generalized better when tested on other data. That speaks to something important about data quality and representativeness. Now, here's where I think it's important to pump the brakes a bit and think critically. This is computational research. These results come from retrospective analysis of past patient records, not prospective clinical trials. The model learned from what clinicians actually did, which is powerful, but it also means it might be perpetuating biases that existed in clinical practice. And there's always the question of distribution shift. If you deploy this in a new hospital with slightly different patient populations or clinical workflows, will it hold up? The authors are actually pretty thoughtful about this. They explicitly state that prospective evaluation and site-specific validation are essential before real-world implementation. They also flag concerns about unintended treatment intensification. That is, the algorithm might recommend more aggressive interventions than are actually beneficial, just because that's what correlated with better outcomes in the training data. But here's what I think is genuinely innovative. The clinician in the loop framing. This isn't positioned as a replacement for clinical judgment. It's meant to be a decision support tool. A clinician would see the recommendation, understand the reasoning, because there's clinical context embedded throughout, and then decide. That's fundamentally different from a black box prediction. The multimodal fusion also reduced bias and variance in what's called Bellman residuals, which is basically a technical way of saying the model was making more internally consistent and reliable predictions. That matters for trust in clinical settings. So what's the takeaway? I think what we're seeing here is a proof of concept that structured data plus unstructured clinical language, combined with careful reinforcement learning techniques, can help us extract actionable insights from the messy reality of ICU records. For a condition like sepsis, where outcomes hinge on rapid, optimal decision-making, that's meaningful. The next step, of course, is real-world validation. Hospital implementation, monitoring for distributional shift, feedback loops with actual clinicians. It's not ready for prime time yet, but the direction is genuinely exciting. This paper is a solid reminder that sometimes the best AI solutions aren't about throwing more data at models, they're about thoughtfully combining different types of information the way clinicians naturally do.